It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up.
That moment,
we haven't
programming
checked.
Is brought
haven't
to a complete halt.
This is fun.
What, Mike? Come up here.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Could you hear me yelling at you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing going down there?
You know this team is just not that good.
It's not working. That's why we're waiting.
Okay. Somebody should have told me this.
Well, that's why you came back up. That's why you came back up here, because
it
wasn't
a momentary thing that they were going to get fixed.
No.
This is fun.
You tell me we're going to do the show from down there. I think it's just a momentary thing. It's all been checked out. It's not working right now. It will be in just a bit. Nobody told me nothing about this.
Use your head.
Use your head.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:55 on the ticket, and Classic BMW brings you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates, and at least for another week, you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from one of our sister stations. This is from WBAP, our friend Hal J. We're talking about daylight savings time, and he had some word confusion.
Doctors say that they have more heart attacks on the Monday after the time change with an hour less sleep. And there are some studies. And of course, it costs a lot of money to change all the clocks.
And you're inside chlamydian body clock.
You have chlamydia?
Chlamydia?
No, what is this? What is this?
Circadian.
Circadian.
You have...
Holy mackerel.
How long have you had this?
I know, circadian. Okay.
Were you born with it?
No, I just... I get the words mixed up.
Yes.
You might want to call your former people.
Exactly. All the people that you know.
I County Health Department.
The one by the river.
Yeah.
You might want to...
Y'all just stop it. Where did we leave off on this thing?
Yes.
You were talking about the Greek goddess chlamydia.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Funny. Chlamydian body clock.
The Greek goddess.
What was that? What was that? Get that wrong? That's the first time in a long time that Hal J. has been a candidate for the emergency break of the week, so congratulations to him. Here's another Hall of Famer up for an e-break as candidate number two, Norm.
Again.
The all-timer was struggling with several things here. He's on the road in Nashville. He's struggling with his voice, still trying to get over bronchitis or pneumonia. And he's still struggling with his flipping phone going off.
I think Stidham is an okay player from Auburn. I think Tyree Jackson is an okay player. I think... the Northwestern quarterback, Clayton Thorson, is an okay player.
And that's my phone going off.
Of course it's your
Stop
phone.
It
is always your phone.
Yeah, but it's a... People know what I do for a living. But
apparently not.
Give me that phone, Norm. Can I see it?
614 area code. Where's that?
No, Mike, where's 614?
It's off.
614, I don't know.
Where's 614?
It's Ohio. Columbus. Who do you owe money to in Columbus?
Well, that could be almost long list.
Okay. All right. This is a good place to break.
Back to the quarterback question.
What the hell is going on?
He could have moved his mic just a little bit when he tried to clear his throat.
Are they inside an RV? What are they?
No, they're in a studio.
A
it sounded
it's not
weird
the
when Saroy would turn on his mic.
It was very weird sounding. It did not sound like a radio studio.
It's an older studio they're using.
Ah, okay. Just the first part of that again.
I think Stidham is an okay player from Auburn. I think Tyree Jackson is an okay player. I think the Northwestern quarterback, Clayton Thorson, is an okay player.
And that's my phone going off.
Of course it's your
Stop
phone.
It.
It's
Chaos.
Always your phone.
Yeah, but it's a... People know what I do for a living. But
apparently not.
Give me that phone, Norm. Can I see it?
614 area code. Where's that?
No, Mike, where's 614?
It's off.
614.
I know he has an older model, but even the older models of cell phones, you have a button where you can silence your phone, don't you?
He's never learned that old people do not learn
to
press the side button to make their phone go silent. I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why that's so hard to learn. Press one button on the side, it'll silence.
Mm-hmm. He has always maintained that his phone is so old it doesn't have that button.
No, he's so old that that phone doesn't have that button.
That may be true. But Norm is up as candidate number two. And from our draft coverage last night, Corby Davidson is candidate number three. He was about to rip into the NFL for letting some fan read a first-round choice, and then he realized that he probably shouldn't say that about this kid about to read the name for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is the commissioner introducing someone?
Yeah, who is that? Someone's going to read the first pick of...
We're already doing that?
The Make-A-Wish person's going to get to make this pick?
Whoa. Oh, my bad.
Is that right?
No, go ahead, Corby. What were you saying?
No, I'm good.
What was that again?
I'm good.
Please, Corby.
And now with some thoughts on what's going on, here's Corby.
Corby's thoughts.
Okay, I think this is the pick.
We're already doing that. NFL social... Oh, it's Make-A-Wish. Oh. Sorry.
By the way, I thought that was a little bit of an awkward moment when Roger Goodell introduced him as a Make-A-Wish kid. We got a Make-A-Wish kid up here. There was just something kind of harsh
about
it.
Why not just introduce him? Hey, from Tampa,
here's his name, and he's part of the Make-A-Wish program.
Right.
But Goodell walks out there and goes, we got a Make-A-Wish kid here.
Yeah, we got one of them dirty Make-A-Wish kids over here.
Maybe he had the same thought that Corby did. What are we doing this for? Rip into the league. Mm. All right, one more time.
Is the commissioner introducing someone?
Yeah, who is that? Someone's going to read the first pick of...
We're already doing that?
The Make-A-Wish person's going to get to make this pick?
Whoa. Oh, my bad.
Is that right?
No, go ahead, Corby. What were you saying?
No, I'm good.
What was that again?
I'm good.
Please, Corby.
And now with some thoughts on what's going on, here's Corby.
Corby's thoughts.
Okay, I think this is the pick.
All right, so...
We got to make a wish. Make the wish person.
Okay. All right, so those are your three candidates. The legendary Hal J., the legendary Norm Hitchkiss, or the legendary Corby Davidson. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Norm.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me chlamydia.
Well, we'll let you vote for Hal. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Corby and VSBB guy sucks.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
This message is for George Dunham. We're sorry to inform you, but your weight voided the warranty on your sex swing.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Norm.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
Is this the O-Deck?
Yeah.
No, man, this is Enid, man. I cannot get my comedian rhythm in order, man.
Okay, man. Hi, you're on the ticket.
No commercial hell for all of the Metroplex.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Al Rosengarten and his climate change comment.
Al Rosengarten? Who's that?
I don't know.
And his climate change comment.
I don't know. That's a real undervote.
This is arguably the worst voting we've ever had.
Well, I don't think it's arguable.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, users. Cassidy here, the original Little P1.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, we're going somewhere.
We're sorry that Gordo wronged you.
Yep. I didn't wrong her. Life did.
I vote for Norm, and Merry Christmas, Gordo.
Oh, thank you. It's Christmas every day for that little girl.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on American Radio?
Yes, you're on American Radio.
Okay, this is Gary from the Cube. I'll see you guys in the corner, and I'll vote for Norman. I love you, Bradley, Giorgio, and I got a fart.
God.
That was weird. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Are we really doing this again?
That's Corby.
No. Yeah. Yes, we are doing this again. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Hal.
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Madison.
Oh, how old are you, Madison?
Hi.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 16.
And your parents let you listen to this?
My aunt.
Oh, your aunt. Okay, that explains it. Okay. How long you been listening to this show?
Probably for like 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, new listener.
All right. All right. Thanks, Madison. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, it's very funny.
Have you learned anything? Did you hear about my prostate exam earlier in the morning?
No.
She don't want to hear about that. You need to listen to that.
No. 16.
No, she doesn't need to hear that. Doesn't need that. Well, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An animator.
Hey,
that's a
guys.
Good goal. Anna. Here's Anna. All right. Well, Madison, right. Have a good day at school.
We've run out of material, so we'll let you go.
Yeah, we'll see you, Madison.
It's turning into a kid's show, isn't it?
It is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we'll take the call. Hello?
Oh.
We just
was still there.
We got
still
tricked.
There.
We got robbed.
I don't think so.
That was a sample. They had sampled Coco saying that. And then they did
hit us with that.
That
was, I promise that wasn't me.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Yay! Okay, now we're going.
Okay. Yay, Coco here. Coco consult great spirit of newest monkey that now here in boiling lower heaven.
Who's that?
It takes 9 weeks, but bass guitarist monkey Peter Tork finally found eternal rest down here with Davy Jones.
Oh, my goodness. So two of the monkeys
Jones.
Are there.
Oh. Davy Jones now have someone to make lower heaven music with besides Hitler and Michael Jackson.
Oh, gosh. Dude.
Get damn right, Michael Jackson down here.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So your stance on the
documentary opining there.
Well, who do you vote for, Coco?
Coco and Peter Tork vote for STD Gorilla Hal J.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
You know what's funny is
caller.
Coco is starting to run out of primates, so he's had to go to the monkeys band.
Human monkeys.
Yeah.
Right, right.
All right.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Hal J.
Yes, we'll take the call.
Weighs in.
Doctors say that they have more heart attacks on the Monday after the time change with an hour less sleep. And there are some studies. And of course, it costs a lot of money to change all the clocks.
And you're inside chlamydian body clock.
You have chlamydia?
Chlamydia?
No, what is this? What is
circadian.
Circadian.
You have...
Holy mackerel.
How long have you had this?
I know, circadian. Okay.
Were you born with it?
No, I just... I get the words mixed up.
Yes.
You might want to call your former people.
Exactly. All the people that you know.
I County Health Department.
The one by the river.
Yeah.
You might want to...
Y'all just stop it. Where did we leave off on this thing?
Yes.
You were talking about the Greek goddess chlamydia.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
How many is that for Hal J?
That's his first win, at least down here, and he's 103 behind Norman. What's HR, Hitzkus?
There's no one who's benefited more from us not having an HR department than Norman.
All right, way to go, Hal.